Good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you to this week's Holistic Life Podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, and we are broadcasting live from Columbus, Ohio. And I am just excited that we have gone through our Mental Health Awareness Month, focusing on our teens, speaking and just giving knowledge, information, education to our parents and our caregivers on what we should do, some signs that we should be looking at and recognizing how we can help our youth, how you can help, you know, your child or someone that you may be in communication with. And so as we get started on today, I actually want to talk about on today some journaling tips. Journaling tips. A lot of people are into journaling and they are using it as a way for self-care. You know, back in the day when we were coming up, we used to call it keeping a diary. You know, but journaling is not just for women. It is actually for men as well. It's for our young people. And this is like the journaling activation that we're going to be doing on today. Now, journaling isn't just a way to practice your handwriting in the digital age. Learning how to use journaling effectively is a great way to reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. If you are having a moment of depression, we can use it for all of these different moments that we experience in life. And we use it so that you can enjoy more of your life panic-free. Now, journaling helps to lessen your feelings of distress. It helps you to get your thoughts out on paper and even work out solutions for your challenges. One of the things that I talked about in one of the previous podcasts was how when we experience an emotion, that is just our way of getting an understanding of where we are. It's not necessarily identifying or putting a label on a particular moment that we may be experiencing, but it does help you to understand and be able to put in language what it is that you are experiencing. And so when you are having feelings of distress, again, you can get your thoughts on paper, and you can even begin to work out solutions for your own challenges. Now, there are many different ways that we can get started with journaling, and the strategy that you use and that you choose really depends on you and what it is that you want to accomplish. So today, we're going to look at the easiest ways to tackle your anxieties with journaling, and you can use these strategies daily, you can use them weekly, excuse me, or as needed to handle whatever types of thoughts and feelings that you may be having in a particular moment. And who knows, you might even sleep better. You might even sleep better. So if you are tuning in, I hope that you do have pen and paper. You may have a journal. I actually do have one of my journals here. It is one that I actually have written in. So I need not only just publish journals, but I actually use the journals that I publish. Now, one of the first things you want to do is to write down your memories. Write down your memories. The first step to journaling to overcome anxiety, any anxious thoughts that you are having, is grabbing a pen, a piece of paper, or a journal and writing down your words. Now, if you know me, you know that I love pens, I love paper, so within reach, I have all kinds of pens. You know, I have my my famous diamond pens. And so I'm just a collector of pens. And so I grab a pen, I grab my journal so that I can begin to gain the benefits of using actual ink and paper. But don't worry. If you are not one that is into using pen and paper, you can still benefit from journaling by using your phone, your smartphone, or even your laptop. The aim here isn't to write great prose. It's not about perfection, but it is. You know, you're probably going to, you're not going to show your journal entry to anyone. So you don't have to worry about it sounding good. You don't have to worry about using perfect English. You can use as much slang, you know, or whatever as you need to. The focus is on letting all of your thoughts and your feelings to flow out naturally. And you can describe the events that you're currently dealing with in your life and begin to address all of the negative thoughts that have been building up for you throughout the day. Think of it as purging all of the dark thoughts, all of the dark feelings, so that you don't have to keep them bottled up anymore. Seeing your anxieties written down can actually help you to realize that many of your concerns, what they are about, might happen, you know, what you're thinking that might happen next, is actually exaggerated. So the first one, again, is to begin to just write down your worries, write down what is on your mind. The second thing you want to do is read it back. Once you're done writing, review what you said and reflect on your thoughts and your feelings. Avoid judging yourself, because this is not about judgment. Your pen and your paper, your journal, that's your playground. And so it's a safe zone. It's a no judgment zone. And so avoid judging yourself. Just think about whether you might be looking at things in the wrong light. And as you begin to read through each concern, ask yourself questions to challenge your thoughts. Ask yourself questions to challenge your thoughts. For instance, you might ask, how likely is this to happen? Or what are the realistic outcomes for me? What's the worst case scenario? And is there a way to avoid it? Could the outcome that I am worrying about be better than this? And what might that look like? How can you change your current circumstances to attract a better outcome? So taking this time to sort through your thoughts in this way can actually help to challenge the negative ideas that are causing the highest amounts of anxiety. And it's also a fantastic opportunity for you to put your creative skills to the test by looking for potential solutions to your problems. And you can even start a mind map of ideas on the next page of your journal. So again, You want to write down your memories. You want to read it back. Then you want to flip the script. If after you've read it back and you begin to challenge your negative thoughts that you're feeling, if you're still feeling anxious after exploring those thoughts in your journal, then it's time to flip the script. It's time for you to move to a new page in your journal and start writing again. And this time, force yourself to look at the concept differently. Imagine that you have a friend or a loved one who was going through the same situation as you and feeling the same anxiety. What might you say to them to help them feel better? So as you are writing, try to draw attention to your strengths. We all have strengths, and they can actually help us to deal with a wide range of complicated situations. So ask yourself how your strengths can help you to overcome the obstacles that are in your path right now. For instance, if you know that you're resilient in times of trouble, you might be able to bounce back even if the worst should happen. Try creating a plan for what you will do in any scenario. For instance, if you're anxious about losing your job, what would the next steps be? Would you dive into your savings funds? Would you need to ask people for help? Where would you start looking for a new job? So with your plan in mind, you might even realize that, wow, losing my job wouldn't be so bad if it meant that you could actually pursue your passions or another part of your career. So this becomes very, very important as you are going through this exercise, as you are taking this moment to journal. Now, you also want to make sure that during this time that you incorporate scriptures. Look at scriptures that you can begin to allow to speak to your soul, speak to your spirit man, speak to your faith, and pull out. Sometimes after you write that scripture down, you know, take a look and just be still. Get into a place of silence. Begin to meditate upon that scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to begin to speak to you. When you bring your cares and your anxiety to the Lord, and when anytime we call out to Him, we know that He's going to answer us. And so this is a perfect opportunity again to incorporate scriptures into this process and to see what God really has in store, what He really has in plan for you, and really the strategies that He will give you through His word that is going to encourage your faith, that is going to lead you out of this wrong thinking, lead you out of negative thinking, and to begin to renew your mind so that you can experience transformation in this process. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about on today is to nurture yourself right now. Once you're done, you know, journaling, think about other things that you can do to give yourself a sense of strength and comfort. Maybe you can reach out to friends and family in advance to let them know that, you know what, I may not be in such a good place and that I may need your help. I may need your assistance. Perhaps if you're worried about losing your job, you can begin to work on brushing up your resume or looking at the job market. Focusing your anxious energy or your thoughts on doing positive things is an excellent way to use journaling to direct your focus in a way that helps you and can bring positive results into not only your world, but into the world that is around you. So that's what I wanted to talk about very, very quickly during our podcast on today, because journaling is very therapeutic. Journaling has definitely helped to pull myself, you know, out of dark places, dark spaces. It has caused me to enter into a place of transformation and transforming my own mind and my own thought process. And again, challenging your thought process of how you're feeling about what you're feeling. Now, what I want to do is I want to go through just to give us some announcements as we are shifting again into our next topic for next month. I have something exciting that we're going to be doing. First thing that I want to do is to let us know that our certified faith-based clinical counselor classes, our July cohort is still open. The dates for our July class will be Wednesday, July 6th, July 13th, and also July 20th. The registration deadline is Monday, June 13th. So if you are interested, if God has been speaking to you about adding to your spiritual toolbox and becoming a certified faith-based clinical counselor on those classes, the registration is still open. Registration closes on Monday, June 13th, and the classes are $199 each, so $199 for each class. Next, I want to announce something exciting that I am going to be doing with our book that we launched earlier this year, God's Remedy for Anxiety. I am going to be doing kind of like a small reading group, going through it, answering any questions that you may have. I will be doing this starting on tomorrow. So starting on June 1st, it will not be here on Facebook. I actually will be doing it on my YouTube page. And so you can catch me on YouTube where I will be going through this. And it's going to be probably about 12 days that we'll be going through. And then we'll be going through actually the some of the journal prompts that are actually in the back of the book. And so if you would like to get the book, I will be sure to pop the website where you can get it from. I do have copies on hand. So if you are here in the Columbus, Ohio area and you would like to participate or you would like to come in, you know, on this this challenge that we are going to be doing, you can reach out to me that way. And also, we have a new resource that is dropping that is actually already available, our ebook on depression and anxiety, 7 coping strategies that work. We will be coming out with the print copy within the next couple of weeks. But again, this is another resource that you can use as you are walking through your moment. Now, we also have our journals. And as I've already stated, I've showed you my journal. This is the paperback. We just launched our hardcover journals. Those are available exclusively on Amazon. Again, when I post the link to how you can, with all of my information, the link will be there for the journals as well. So again, I want to just again invite you to spend some time with me. Make sure that you have subscribed to my YouTube channel. That way you will get the notification of when I have gone live to do our read-through. Again, it's going to be about 12 days, and it may even extend out to 21 days as we are going through God's Remedy for Anxiety, Practical Solutions for a Peaceful Life. I thank you again for just taking just a few moments out of your day to join in with the Holistic Life podcast on today. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day. And again, we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same time, same place. God bless you all. If you want to watch any of the replays, you can find those on the YouTube channel. You will see different snippets uploaded to, if you are following me on Instagram or on TikTok, you will see just snippets of just great content and information to bring us to a greater level of understanding about mental health awareness. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you all. Have a fantabulous rest of your day. Bye-bye.